Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of A Zoo, a radio program, Richard Rodgers, and Mildred Jane Hill, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, June 18th, marked the birth in 1902 in Hamel's Station, New York, of one of America's greatest and most prolific composers of popular songs, Richard Charles Rodgers. While attending Columbia University, he met Lorenz Hart, and in 1918 they produced their first commercial tune, Any Old Place With You, in the 1919 Broadway show A Lonely Romeo. They wrote seven songs for the 1920 show Poor Little Ritz Girl, but from 1921 to 23, Rodgers took musical training at New York's Institute of Musical Art. Their first Broadway success, the Garrick Gaieties, with its leading number Manhattan, opened at the Gaick Theater on May 17, 1925 for a one-week run, but stayed for 200 performances. Rodgers and Hart's collaboration lasted until 1943 and produced 28 shows, 8 movies, and more than 550 songs. Following Hart's death from pneumonia in 1943, Rodgers teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein II until his death in 1960. Rodgers and Hammerstein's first musical was Oklahoma, and together they won 35 Tony Awards, 15 Academy Awards, 2 Pulitzer Prizes, 2 Grammy Awards, and 2 Emmys. Richard Rodgers died on December 30, 1979. Here's a trio of tunes from the pen of Richard Rodgers. Thank you.
they pay me, gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, hands eating rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day.
Have red breasts and cats meow. Why do you suppose that apples have blossoms upon the bough? Why do birds sing melodies? And why do goats wear long goatees? It must be that they aim to please with real hot nanny goat appeal. Don't you understand that flowers have perfume to draw the bee? Why do you suppose that you're so attractive to me? Thank you.
Scrappy Lambert with the Colonial Club Orchestra, a Bob Herring Band, and Why Do You Suppose, from November of 1929. Before that, it was the Hi Hatters, a Victor Studio Band, directed by Leonard Joy, and 10 Cents a Dance. The vocalist on that March 30th, 1930 recording was Welcome Lewis. We began our tribute to Richard Rodgers with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and one of 10 issued sides from a single recording session on December 13, 1932, a rather swingin' version of The Blue Room, yet another Rodgers and Hart collaboration. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Exactly 133 years ago today, July 1st in 1874, marked the opening of the first zoo in the United States, the Philadelphia Zoo. Over 3,000 people visited, paying 25 cents for adults and 10 cents for children to see the 1,000 animals. The Philadelphia Zoo was also the first zoo in North America to open a special zoo just for children. So to commemorate the Philadelphia Zoo, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some creatures you might see at the zoo.
Well, 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 over here, see the big menagerie, animals from all over the world. This way to see the elephants, the big elephants. If you want to do something big, scrub him till he does an Irish jig. Don't try to lengthen women's skirts or figure out why grapefruit squirts. Go wash an elephant if you want to do something big. Thank you.
We began our trip to the zoo with Bob Herring's Happy Harmonizers as the Mayfield Dance Orchestra on a British Coliseum 78 and Go Wash an Elephant from April 19, 1927. Next, it was Bussy's Buzzards and the Monkey Doodle Doo, written by Irving Berlin. That's from December 28, 1925. We finished up with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers and Hyena Stomp, written by Morton and recorded by Victor on July 4, 1927.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, June 25th, in 1942, the first broadcast of It Pays to Be Ignorant aired over WOR Radio. This spoof of other radio quiz shows, such as Information Please and The Quiz Kids, was heard on the Mutual Broadcasting System until February 28, 1944. From there, it moved to CBS until September 27, 1950, and finally to NBC for about 2.5 months. The panelists were billed as the dumbest people on the planet and proceeded to spend the next half hour proving the fact. When asked questions like who's buried in Grant's tomb or what color is the little red schoolhouse, they attempted clarification by asking completely irrelevant questions, interrupting each other, talking in circles, and following dead-end discussions in a vain attempt to find the answer. The host of the show and the quizmaster was Tom Howard. Panelists included George Shelton, Harry McNaughton, and Lulu McConnell. Over the years, sponsors included Philip Morris, Chrysler, and DeSoto. Ken Roberts and Dick Stark served as announcers. Here's the opening from It Pays to Be Ignorant.
What is a reigning beauty?
A girl who's all wet.
Correct. Pay that man $8. If 4 Frankfurters cost 10 cents, what is 500 Frankfurters?
A lot of baloney.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
So here's a set of songs to commemorate It Pays to Be Ignorant, starting off with Jay Whitten and his Midnight Follies Band.
I can't say why it is. Every day I keep loving you. Why every thought, every scheme comes to naught like a dream. Why can't dreams come true? I have often tried to tell you what's in my heart, yet I always have to give it up at the start. But I don't know, I can't say what it is. Every day I keep loving you. Thank you.
one I know. I shine with a certain glow. Since the day that I met you, I don't know from nothing. They say that I keep knocking wood, don't behave the way I should. Now all these rumors must be true, 'cause I don't know from nothing. I look at you, you look at me. I never knew that love could be such delightful misery for anyone. Now it might rain or snow or hail, planes might fly and ships might sail, till the day you say I do, I don't know from nothing.
Any record that has train effects in it is a hit in my book. That was Ross Deluxe Syncopators and Don't You Want to Know from their one and only session made in Savannah, Georgia on August 22, 1927 by a Victor Field recording unit. The group was led by pianist Alonzo Ross and was from Miami, Florida. Don't You Want to Know was written by Robert Cloud, who played saxophone in the band, but the female vocalist in that recording is unidentified. Before that, we heard Don Redman and his orchestra and We Don't Know From Nothing from September 30th, 1936. We Don't Know From Nothing was written by Don Redman and Joe King Oliver, and Don Redman performed the vocal. We Don't Know From Nothing was preceded by Fletcher Henderson and his Club Alabama Orchestra and I Don't Know and I Don't Care from May 21, 1924. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra played at the Club Alabama, which was located on West 44th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues in New York, for about 6 months between 1923 and 24. We began our tribute to It Pays to Be Ignorant with Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies Band and I Don't Know, I Can't Say from November 16, 1926. I Don't Know, I Can't Say was written by Frank Eaton.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, June 27th, marked the birth in 1859 of Mildred Jane Hill. She died in 1916 and is buried in Louisville, Kentucky. So, who in the world is Mildred Jane Hill? Well, in 1893, along with Patty Hill, she wrote Happy Birthday to You, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the most frequently sung song in the English language. Next time you sing it, make sure you get clearance from ASCAP, because the copyright is good until the year 2010. So here, in honor of Mildred Jane Hill, are some birthday songs, starting off with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra.
birthday to love. Love's having a birthday. So come on up here, Harry and Jenny, and just celebrate.
Happy birthday to love. Happy birthday to love. Let's go and get a cake. Thank that lucky break that let me meet you in the moonlight a year ago tonight. Happy birthday to love. Happy birthday to love. And when the clock strikes eight, let's go celebrate the first time that you held me so tight a year ago tonight. In your eyes there was a tender gleam, a promise of a dream to be fulfilled. I was thrilled with wonderful you, and to think that lovely dream came true. Think that lovely dream came true.
Happy birthday to love. Happy birthday to love.
Dear, I see you and me,
and maybe there'll be three sharing this delight. Year after year after year, exactly like tonight. Happy birthday to love.
Let's give him a hand. The three little pigs and the big bad wolf are playing piggyback. There's Minnie dressed in a Sunday best, and Donald Duck goes, ring those bells, toot those horns, let the world be gay. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday party, what a holiday. Thank you.
Some birthday songs to commemorate the birth in 1859 of Mildred Jane Hill, composer of Happy Birthday to You. We started off with Baby's Birthday Party with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra. Baby's Birthday Party was written by Anne Rennell, who also wrote Willow Weep for Me and Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. Baby's Birthday Party was also recorded by Fred Rich, Phil Oman and Victor Arden, and Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Then we heard Kay Kaiser and his orchestra from August 1st of 1939 and Happy Birthday to Love. The vocal duet was Harry Babbitt and Jenny Sims. We finished up with Mickey Mouse's Birthday Party, played by the International Novelty Orchestra, a Victor Studio Orchestra led by Nat Shilkret, from October of 1936. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Sam Lennon and his Troubadours.
Cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cooked my goose, cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, cause you took advantage of me.
Yeah. don't see in the follies. Is you that way lovable and sweet? No one else can hold a candle. What a precious thing to handle. Is you that way lovable and sweet? What eyes like skies, the bluer to lure your heart. What lips that drips, the redder the better you like from the start.
If you want an angel near you, holler out and she will hear you.
Is she that way lovable and sweet?
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Sam Lennon and his Troubadours, and You Took Advantage of Me from a Cameo 78 waxed around June 26, 1928. Scrappy Lambert was the vocalist, and that record would also have fit in the first segment of the show, since You Took Advantage of Me was written by Richard Rodgers. Next, it was Gus Arnheim and his orchestra with Lovable and Sweet, written by Sidney Clare and Oscar Levant, recorded June 27, 1929. The vocal trio there was Nelson Hall, guitarist in the band, Art Fleming, who played drums, and trumpeter Walter Holzhaus. The violinist was Russ Colombo. We finished up with a Keen record of That's What I Call Keen, performed there by Ray Starita and his Ambassador Band on June 30, 1928. That's What I Call Keen was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to 711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.